Thank you for the use of the room, Mr. Schmiegel, for drying out my clothes.
Not at all. That'll be $5.
Just to use one room in your tavern?
One room and one barrel of pickles.
Oh, I suppose I broke some pickles when I changed from my disguise into my masked Minuteman stuff.
That's right. We broke the barrel when we smashed it to get you unstuck.
It's not easy to change clothes deftly and swiftly in a pickle barrel.
I thought you was a girl.
No, that's simply my disguise. In reality, I'm America's first really big superhero, the Masked Minuteman.
How come you wear a mask?
In case we lose the war for Rebellion, nobody will know who I am.
Well, you better work out a better way to change into your Masked Minuteman suit.
Yeah, you're right. I'll have to. A pickle barrel just isn't the thing for...
What you need is a telephone booth.
A what, sir?
A telephone booth.
What's a telephone booth?
A place for slipping into and changing your clothes.
I never heard of such a thing.
Will you step over here, sir, and I'll be glad to show you such a thing.
Oh, that would be interesting.
This, my friend, is a telephone booth.
This coffin standing on its end?
That's right. Notice the glass here.
Uh-huh.
That's so if you want to use it to change your clothes, you can look into it and make sure nobody else is using it.
Oh, yes. What's that thing on the wall in there?
Oh, that, my friend, is your telephone.
What's your telephone?
Oh, somebody's calling here. I wonder who that could...
If that's my boss, I'm not here.
Hello? No, he ain't here.
Is that for me?
Nah, somebody called Maury. Hey, fella, how'd you get this number? It's unlisted. I don't care whose horse came in. Don't call here. This is for changing, not for phoning. You got that straight?